Okay, Tevila, so we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin is as follows. Once we discussed the halacha of a shvuya, that she's not ne'emenes about herself, but she is ne'emenes about the other woman. So v'chein shnei anashim, the same is true when it comes to two men who we don't know anything about them. Ze omer kohen ani, one of them says, I'm a kohen, v'ze omer kohen ani, and the other one says, I'm a kohen, ein ne'emana, we cannot believe them, because he can't be believed about yourself. So we're not going to start giving him our truma and allowing him, to get the first aliyah and to do birchas kohanim and do the avoda and giving him the matnas kuhuna. We cannot believe a person just because he says so. But if they testify about each other, then they are ne'manim. Mishnah Ches talks about three different shitos of edus of a single guy to identify someone as a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mal Lekun Al Pi Erechot. Shita number one, Rabbi Yehuda says one witness to say that someone is a kohen is insufficient. In the last mission, we learned that someone saying about themselves is not enough, but saying about someone else is enough. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, even one witness saying about somebody else is enough. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Emasai. When do we need two witnesses? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says one person saying about somebody else is not enough. You need two people to say about somebody else. Rabbi Elazar says, Emasai, when do we need two witnesses? But Makam Sheish Orin, that's only if there's someone challenging this guy about his status. So then you need two witnesses to put the matter to rest. But if there's no matter to put to rest, no one's claiming any differently, then Malukun al Pierecha, then one aid does suffice. Rabbi Shimon Lialomer, Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan, Rabbi Shimon Lial says the name of Shimon ben Hasgan, Malukun al Pierecha, that even a single witness is good enough to establish someone as a Kohen, even if two witnesses question this fellow's kuhuna, meaning the testimony of a single witness combines with the testimony of another single witness to defeat the testimony of the two people who are going together. Even though the two single witnesses did not come to Beis Din together, we can combine them. That's what it means. It can't literally mean that Eid Echad, because there's no way that an Eid Echad would beat Shnei Eidim. So there was a case of a man who was known to be the son of a Kohen, but then there's a rumor going around that his mother was a Grusha at the time that his father married his mother, which would mean that he's a Chalal. So we said, okay, he's no longer a Kohen. Then one witness came and told us that the rumor is false, so we brought him back to his original Chazaka. Then two witnesses said, no, the mother really was a Grusha, and therefore he's Pasul. And then after that, another witness said, no, those rumors are false. The mother was not a Grusha. So Mishum Wheel says, we can now put that witness together with the first witness, and now we have two witnesses that he is in fact a Kohen, and therefore he goes back to his original Chazaka. Rabbi Elazar does not agree. Rabbi Elazar holds that two defending witnesses are not mitzvahed with each other, because they weren't giving testimony simultaneous to each other. So the two witnesses that came together to go against him are the ones that carried the day. So let's review. In Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if two people each come and say, I am a Kohen, we do not believe them. But if each one says about the other, he is a Kohen, then we do believe them. Then in Mishnah Ches, we had three shitos. Rabbi Yehuda says, one witness is not enough to make someone a Kohen. Rabbi Elazar says, that's only if there's some taina against it. But if there's no taina against it, then one witness is enough to make someone a Kohen. And Rabbi Shimon Liel says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagan, that one witness is enough to combine with another single witness, even though they didn't come together to the Beis Din, even against two other Edim. So we take the one and the one that say that he is a Kasher Kohen, and that is able to put him back in the Chazakah over the two Edim that said that his mother was a Grusha. Okay, next time we'll pick up with Parak Beis Mishnah Test.